Being Yom Kippur is upon us, I thought I would just go over some basic dinim that relate to Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says in Masechet Yoma, Davayin Gimel, Yom Kippur Masur Ba'achilu B'Shtiyah. On Yom Kippur we know there are five inuyim, five afflictions that are prohibited. So the Mishnah says eating and drinking, that counts as one according to the Bavli. Then it says Rechitza, bathing, two, Uvasicha, anointing oneself, Uvnidal, a sandal, wearing leather shoes, an intimate relations. Then the Mishnah says, "Vamelach vakala yirchatzu p'neim." There's an exception that the Tanna Mishnah says that exists for a king. If a person's a king, so then he's allowed to wash his face. And if a person's a woman's a kala, a recently married woman, she could also has a heter to wash her face. Vachaya tinolat a sandal divra blazer. And a chaya is a woman who gave birth recently. She can wear shoes, according to Reb Lezer. All those heterim, all the last three, the melech, the kala, and the chay, that's all from the Tan Reb Lezer. They have a heter, and the chamim also, the chamim prohibited. Then the Gemara learns later on, the Gemara says, where do we know the five inuyim from? So the Gemara says, this is on Daf Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, Hani chamisha inuyim keneged me, am Rav Chisda keneged chamisha inuyim shebetorah. So Rav Chisda says, if you look in the Chumash, there are five times the Torah mentions Inui with respect to Yom Kippur. So if you look at the Psukim, and the Gemara mentions, like it says, like one is, is when Shabbat Shabbaton Yilachem, Vinitem and Afshoteichem, but there are five Psukim like that, and we know the five Inuyim. Then the Gemara also mentions, and I'm going to tie this hopefully together in 1 second, the Gemara says that there's a difference between eating and drinking and the others. The Gemara quotes a Braisa on Ayin Dalet Aman Aleph, Afi Shamru Asur B'Kulan, even though you're prohibited in all these things, Lo Amru Anosh Kareid Ela Ochel B'Shotev Ha'Osa Malacha. You only Chayv Kareid, like you lose the Chelek in Olam Haba, according to the Rabbam, for eating and drinking, or for doing Malacha. And then the Gemara has a limit also, the Inuyim we know from Shabbaton Shavot. The Gemara takes it from Shabbaton, that there are other things the person has to refrain from. Anyway, the bottom line is Machloket Rishonim, whether other than achil and shtia and doing malacha, are the other inuyim, are they prohibited on a Torah level or a drabanan level? That's a well-known machloket. So each side has stadim to cut in its favor. Like we saw in the Mishnah cuts out an exception for a melech and a kala. That sounds like it can't be minatorah, right? If it's minatorah, how do I have an exception for the king and the kala that they could do this, or the chaya that she can wear shoes? That sounds like it's derabanan. On the other hand, the Gemara said that you have five inuyim. I note from the Psukim, it says inui five times. That lechora sounds like it's a din deraisa. In addition to which, the Gemara said that even though the only two are anosh kareid, the others aren't anosh kareid, but the implication is the others would be prohibited on a deraisa level. Anyway, so the way the Ran, threads the needle is the Ran says that there's a whole slew of Rishonim who say it's deraisa, including the Rambam and a whole slew of that way, and there's a whole slew of Rishonim who say it's derabanan. They each have their arguments each way, but the Ran takes it that it's deraisa, but the Chachamim were empowered to define what the contours of the prohibitions are. It's very similar to Melechet Chol HaMoed. They have the same machloket by Chol HaMoed. Is Melechet on Chol HaMoed prohibited on a Dereis level or a Drabanan level? So the Ran says that the Isurim, of Rechitza and Sicha and Yilat HaSandal and Tash Shemita, those are Dereisa, but the Chachamim are empowered to delineate what's prohibited, what's not. And then the other tzadim say who it's derabanan, so that's easy derabanan, but they say the other psukim are just ramazim, just asmato ramazim. And Ramatis Blum has a piece on this in his Sefer Torah Ladas. Okay, now, in just the few minutes that we have, let me just get a little bit into one of the inuyim, and we'll see how this plays out with deraisa derabanan. With that yisod, there's a lot of things, sometimes sfeikot happen, and obviously derabanan will be more lenient than if it's deraisa. So when it comes to nidat asandal, I guess it's not going to be too much time, but the Gemara learns that why is nidat asandal, why is that prohibited? So the Gemara learns it from Psukim. It says that Shlomo Melech says to Eviatar Kohen, Eviatar Kohen was in, he was a Kohen, he was involved with Adoniyahu, like sort of like an anti-Shlomo Melech group of people. So he says, so Shlomo says, I'm not going to execute you today. You afflicted yourself with everything that my father David afflicted himself. It means when David HaMelech was deposed by his son Avshalom, so Eviatar was with him. And then it says, it mentions by David much earlier, David was like fleeing, he was crying, his head was all wrapped up. He went barefoot. So we know that one of the Inuyim, that's just the Gemara, by all the Inuyim, the Gemara has Sukim teach from the Inuyim. So anyway, there's a Machloket Rishonim. What exactly is prohibited in terms of Nilat HaSandal? So there's three Shitot, and the Minchas Chinuch goes through it. The first Shita is that it's only a leather shoe is prohibited on Yom Kippur. And then there's another Shita that holds not only leather, but even a wooden shoe is prohibited on Yom Kippur. And the third Shita, which is the Bala Ma'or, holds anything that protects the foot is prohibited on Yom Kippur. So according to the Bala Ma'or, all foot gear would be prohibited according to the Bala Ma'or. Now, there's a piece here, and then so I'll have to wrap it up with this. The Bach takes it that one should follow that last opinion. That's the way the Bach holds, and I think briskers generally do it that way. So, and you say, well, how do they get the shul? So if they're going to and from shul, so then they might rely on the other opinion that, you know, that I could wear like a type of shoe that's a non-leather shoe, but in shul, like they'll just be with, you know, socks, stockings. So the Rav, this Rav Shachter writes that he says, since according to the Rambam, Eastern Nila Sandal is Doraisa, the Rav would recommend that it's appropriate to be machmir like the Rambam, to not even wear a leather that's not, like to wear sneakers, anything that has arches. But if he says if it has no arches, you can be machmir. In other words, a big thing is it comfortable to walk outside? In other words, the less comfortable it is to walk outside, the more it cuts for a heter. In other words, that cuts more towards a kula with that. Now, there's a whole question today. There's a question in halacha today. What's up, Rode? Did you have a question? What?
So it's a kedusha to get plantar fasciitis.
Say it again, what? Plantar fasciitis. Okay. Now, the hopefully not. Okay. Now, there's a whole question in halacha today. Like some of our shoes today. Let's say you have a synthetic shoe, and it's everything is synthetic leather, no leather in it, but the shoe looks and is as comfortable as a regular shoe. So is that permissible on Yom Kippur? So some want to say not. Some want to say the shoe, if it looks and feels exactly like a regular shoe, and it's as comfortable as a regular shoe, that should be prohibited. Rav Moshe Sternbach brings down in his Moedim Usmanim like that. Now, another issue that comes up is one of Hotzah and Shabbos, which the Minchas Chinuch discusses. And this, let's say a person is not from, and they wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. So that might be a Deraisa, it might be a Derabanan, right? But it's not going to be an Easter Karet. But if they walk outside with it, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that normally shoes are considered a malbush. In other words, everything is carrying, but that which I wear, but to be wearing doesn't mean just that it's around me, but it means it's a recognized form of garment or accoutrement that's not carrying on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. The dinim are the same on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Hotzah. So let's say a person walks out with leather shoes on Yom Kippur, so the Minchas Chinuch wants to say he's chayav for Hotzah, because that's not considered a malbush on Yom Kippur. So the shoes, he's liable for walking out with the shoes. What? It's shoes, but it lost its shame of a malbush. It's not called a malbush. It's not a recognized form of dress on Yom Kippur. So if it's not a recognized form of dress, so now it's Hotzah. It's like, let's say I put a chain around my neck and I attach a book to the chain. So is that, am I chayav for Hotzah? Absolutely. It's not a malbush, it's not a tachshit, right?
What if you make a key into a pipe in?
Yeah, so that's the key. That's the key. The key, if I can say it. Anyway, the key is if it's a form of malbush, if it forms a function, it's a tie clip. So that's a malbush. But in a chinami, let's say I have the key, I just put a chain around my neck and a key attached to it. So I'm wearing it, but that's still Hotzah on Shabbos because that's not a tachshit and it's not a malbush. Anyway, so those are some ideas. But I think that's going to be it for today. Okay.